3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set. Headed for the open
door. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there...
And I kept running and running and running. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here on Running Flat Radio. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, it's a show all about running, endurance sports, and the things that athletes love to do, which is train, and you know, we also talk about nutrition and hydration, and today we're actually talking about gear. And Kelly Steele, our esteemed co-host, is on vacation this week. I'm in still a little bit under the weather, as you can tell. I'm going to still fight this out for the next probably another month or so. But I promise you we'll be back on a full-time basis. And joining me this week from the Running Fat, Gary Belanger, we're going to talk about gear. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. So Gary's coming up on the show. But I did want to take care of a couple things before we do that. You know, at Running Flat, you can follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. You can follow us on Facebook through all of our branded pages that talk about our different events and our different runs. And also, you could be part of our email blast every Sunday night or Monday, the emails that go out talking about all the events and different runs going on in our community. And if you want more information about that, you can go to runningflat.com for that. And other things that you can do, and it amazes me, because every time I kind of go to different runs or I speak to different runners in public areas, they always tell me, hey, you know what, I listen to your show, but I download it and I go for a run with it. So if you're out there right now training, going for a run, I wish you all the best. And just remember, stay hydrated and keep your keep the rubber side down at all times, especially if you're on your bike, which is starting up too, because you know what? That's the other thing that happened on the weekend. I got into a bit of a debate talking about cycling, because I've wanted to put together a cycling show that specifically deals with what's happening in Ontario regarding the regulations on cycling and road cycling as endurance athletes and what they do. By nature, they go out and they train and they break laws all night long when they're racing, because typically they don't stop at stops. They typically don't stop at lights. I mean, they do look both ways. But, you know, when we talk about the rules of the road, because we're talking about the Ministry of Transportation, they break the rules. So there must be some sort of happy medium that we can all come up with between the Ministry of Transportation, the police enforcement out there, and the folks who are serious about endurance cycling, that makes sense for everyone, instead of just kind of either ignoring it or being surprised when they get pulled over by the cops. So anyway, look forward for that show probably in the next couple months. We're going to put something together that makes sense with local authorities, and who knows, maybe we'll even do a two-hour show on that where we can actually kind of debate this whole thing out. So hang on to that, or if you have any other ideas, just contact me, and more than happy to listen to those ideas as well. So lots of news at Running Flat over the last couple weeks, and I apologize again for not being on the air. We've got Le Chocolat coming up. It's almost sold out. I think there's about 55 spots only at that event. It is May 3rd. It is our Mother's Day primer. It is a half marathon, a 10K, and a 5K. The 10K is also the Canadian National Age Group Championships. It's here in Windsor for the first time ever. It'll be here for this year and next year through Athletics Canada and AC Road, who are sanctioning that event. And what that basically means is between the ages of 19 and 100 in every five-year increments, if you are first, you will be your age group champion for the nation. And it's a fabulous event, and it's definitely something you want to come out and watch and partake in and cheer those folks on. So you could be 85 years old or 90 years old running and getting your age group championship as a national champion here in Canada. So watch for that. If you want more information about Le Chocolat, because Le Chocolat is a really unique event. It's the only event in the world that gives you 3 liters of wine when you register. So it's shaped like a purse, because it's our Mother's Day primer. It's shaped like a purse. It's called the Peely Purse, from our good friends at the Peely Island Winery out in Kingsville. Walter Schmarantz and the staff out there are fabulous folks to deal with. They got great wines. I encourage you all to go down there and buy Peely, especially at your local LCBO. They're great sponsors and great folks to work with. So the Peely Purse comes in red and it comes in white. Those are your two options. And there's also lots of chocolate at the very end when you cross the finish line. You've got a great finisher's medal that's Smarties or M&M's inspired 5K, 10K, and half marathon medals. And there's also lots of firemen because the beneficiaries of the race are Sparky's Toy Drive, which is through the Windsor Fire Services. And they're on the course running the water stations and handing medals out to you. So, we kind of laugh that there's lots of sprained ankles from women on the course at Le Chocolat, and it's for the firemen. So Le Chocolat, May 3rd, almost sold out. So if you're interested in getting to that, you need to register shortly for that before it's all sold out. One of the other races that's coming up is the Peely Island Winery Half Marathon. It is sold out. It's been sold out for 6 months. It is our remote destination half marathon. Only 350 runners are allowed to run it. We have runners this year from Trinidad and Tobago and England flying in, as well as New York, Colorado, California, Florida, Texas, all over the United States, flying into wee little Peely Island in the middle of Lake Erie to really enjoy a fabulous race with a great after party at the Peely Island Winery Pavilion on Peely Island. And we just released last week the hoodie that we always give out for the event. And I think next week we're actually going to release the new medal for that event as well. So look forward to that. Canada Day is our next event after that, July 1st. And that's the event where you register and you actually vote for what great Canadian goes on that medal. And you get to pick from Chris Hadfield, Don Cherry, and Wayne Gretzky, because they're the three finalists, the big vote getters from the year prior. We carry them forward. You vote on the top three. They're the top three for this year. And while you're voting for them, you vote for your next person that you want to see next year. So whether it's Clara Hughes or some other great female Canadian, I'm going to put that out there because we don't see enough of those votes, or Rush, because you can vote for a group. That's all good. That's all good. So Canada Day, July 1st in Amherstburg, Ontario. That information is also at runningflat.com. Rock Me Anaphylaxis is back July 4th. We'll be opening up registration for that shortly. Run for Heroes Marathon is open right now. Half Marathon, 10K, Kids Marathon, and we just introduced to bring back, because of popular demand, the 5K Heroes Run. So the Superheroes 5K Run is back. Lots of people have been emailing and calling and saying, oh, when are you going to bring that back? And we kind of said, no, we weren't going to bring it back, but it's back. So go to runningflat.com for more information about that. And Zombie Chase will be opening shortly as well. And so will a really new run that we've started on. 3 years ago, we started planning it, but because of city conditions, road conditions, and other issues, we have not been able to start this race. The Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft will be happening this year. It is August 15th. It is a Friday. It is a Saturday evening race starting at 7 o'clock. It is adults only. It's an adults only race. There is no kids event. Don't bring your kids to it. It's a run all about beer, frankly, and running up and down Riverside Drive and then coming back to the brewery for a great party. It is, and also what we've added to this event, which a lot of you have not heard about, is we've added, there's a 5K component, or there's a 5K Adrenaline Unleashed Challenge component, where you actually get to do five physical stations to collect points, and the first person that comes back with those points all in hand and crosses the finish line wins. But those physical stations are like 100 burpees, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and it's going to be a fabulous event. We're going to have a lot of fun with it, and so mark your calendars for that. Registration should hopefully open up for that in the next couple of weeks as well. So as you can tell, I mean, at Running Flat, we really try to make things fun, and for that information, plus old podcasts of these shows, you can get them all at runningflat.com. We'll be right back after these messages. I saw you this morning, thought
Tim is the worst decision maker in the world.
No, I'm not. Well, maybe.
He just can't make tough decisions.
Heads, no tails.
Fortunately, Subway restaurants are making decisions easy with their $6.50 meal deals. He can choose from six 6-inch subs or wraps like the Subway Club, turkey breast, and more. Plus chips and a 21-ounce fountain drink for just $6.50.
Those are all great choices.
I think we've made a breakthrough.
Yeah? No. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Subway. Eat fresh. Limited time only. Additional charge for extras. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable.
Need new tires between the rough winter and those vicious potholes? Your car will thank you for it. AM 800 Ed Tirecraft wanted to hook you up with a new set of hand-cooked tires for free. That's a value of up to $1,000. Enter online at am800cklw.com and visit the AM 800 A-Team at the Home and Leisure Show March 27th to the 29th to win. If you need tires now, find your local Tirecraft dealer at tirecraft.com. At Tirecraft, everything we do is driven by you. Full contest rules at am800cklw.com.
TV is awesome. And that's why you'll love Crave TV. Full seasons of the best love series for just $4 a month. HBO favorites like The Sopranos and The Wire. Classics like Seinfeld and Star Trek. Current hits from Nurse Jackie to Big Bang Theory. Go to CraveTV.ca and see for yourself why this is the best entertainment value around. Crave TV. All you can watch for $4 a month with Optik TV. Call 310-MY-TV to subscribe.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Clear skies to start things off this evening. Increasing cloudiness expected after midnight with a risk of freezing rain as the temperature gets down to -2. Tomorrow, rain ending early in the afternoon. Then it's a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 11. Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high 8. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of flurries and a high 0. Saturday, sunny and 0. Once again for tonight, increasing cloudiness after midnight with a risk of freezing rain and a low -2.
We asked people, what makes McCafe coffee so good?
Smooth, it's delicious.
Aromatic.
It's fresh, it's fast.
They make it perfect every time.
I like the flavor and also like the value.
You definitely should go try one.
You need to try McDonald's coffee.
You have to try it.
The rich, smooth, and delicious taste of McCafe premium roast coffee.
I'm switching.
Buy any 7 hot McCafe beverages and get the 8th medium free. Only at McDonald's.
Give it a try and it'll be your new favorite.
At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, see restaurant for details.
And I have to admit, it was a little shocking at first.
Whenever you want to know.
But it intrigued me, and now you have another listener.
Leave it on AM 800 CKLW. Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski. Kelly Steele is away on vacation, and Gary Belanger joins me from the Running Factory. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Awesome. You know what? We were just talking. You've been at this for 22 years.
Yes.
Wow. How'd you get in the business? So, first off, Gary is from the Running Factory, which is one of those great local. And if you're listening to us in Southern California or Vancouver, wherever you're listening to us right now, go visit your local independent running store. Great guys, super knowledgeable, great staff, and lots of super products. And so, Gary is going to be our tech guy today. And we're going to talk about all kinds of new gear that's on the market, new shoes, new gear. And we're going to talk a little bit about your store. Plus, you've also got the New Balance store as well.
Correct, Chris. Yeah, actually, we are celebrating 22 years at the Running Factory. And right. This year, we're celebrating 10 years at the New Balance Windsor store.
It's been that long?
Yeah, if you can believe that. It's been 10 years. So, yeah, wow. We're actually celebrating this week with a sale at both stores, store-wide. So
that's awesome.
If you're in the neighborhood, pop in.
I definitely will. So let's talk about... how you got into the running shoe business.
Okay, well, it started like 22 years or so ago, and I had a friend of mine who kind of saw a need in the Windsor, Essex County area for a running specialty store. And after a little bit of coaxing, he convinced me to take the plunge and get started. And you know as well as I do, when you start a small business, it's it's pretty slow going there for the first little bit, but with a little bit of perseverance, we've been around for 20 years and we're going strong.
It must have been pretty scary at that time. I mean, you think about it. You're going to open up a specialty store that's only going to sell stuff for runners.
Right. Yeah. For runners. Exactly. Yeah. But you know what? Back then, it was just after like the running boom.
The first big boom in the 80s.
Yeah. So, you know, running was quite popular back then. And, you know, it kind of backed off a little bit, you know, in the 90s. But yep. I think the second boom is back.
Second boom is back, and I think there's also a boom 2.1 in there somewhere as well. When we talk about what's happened in the industry with not just the 4 million runners that we have in North America in organized events, like 5Ks, 10Ks, marathons, but what we've seen happen with the Color Run, Spartan, Tough Mudder, the Color Dye, you know, rock events, that's added another 4 million runners into the fold in North America. We have almost, we're approaching 9 million runners in North America actively on an annualized basis registering for events. And it never, ever ceases to amaze me what's been happening in the entire athletics world with gear and with technology and with just how amazing some of these events are, because I've traveled to a lot of these things around North America. To see them, like the Color Run, which I started three years ago.
Yeah, you've done a great job with that.
Well, you know, I think the Color Run is, and the reason why I gravitated to the Color Run was because awesome event. I mean, like world-class production. But what they've been able to do is bring in 60, 65, 70% new runners. Folks who've never imagined being in a 5K are all of a sudden in a 5K and having the time of their lives. So if you can get them into the event or get them into the lifestyle or the sport that way as an entry point, and then get them into maybe an organized 5K that's timed, maybe a 10K, maybe their first half, maybe a trail run, whatever it is, I think it's a fabulous launching point to getting them into an industry that really has just endless benefits.
I think you're absolutely right, Chris. I think you've done a great job with the Color Run. I've seen a lot of people that maybe have done that run for the first time, and you know they're migrating over to some of the 5Ks, you know, like the Spring Thaw happening this weekend.
Yes, that's right. There's an event that's been on for 21 years.
21 years. Yes.
21 years this year, and you've got a couple new things this year as well.
We do. Yeah, we do. We're gonna have medals for the first time.
Awesome.
This year, so everyone that crosses the finish line receives a medal. That's for the 5K or any of the kids' runs. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. More and more people are asking for that. So,
yeah, and for information about the Spring Thaw, you can go through Race Roster for that, but you can also go right to therunningfactory.com and from there launch into the registration page for that and all the other runs that you have coming down the pipe. What I want to talk to you about is you've also done a major revamp to your website and really geared a lot of stuff online as well. And that's happened over the last year or so.
Yeah, we actually, we'd launched our online store about 5 months or so ago. So we are selling online, for those people that do like to shop at home. Our products are available online if you can't make the trip into the store. So it's been great. Not only could you, buy products online, but we do have a lot of information about runs that you could do in the area, a full calendar and whatnot. So we're pretty excited about that.
And what are the store hours? And where are the stores located at? Just so people who are listening who have never been to a real running store to come visit you guys.
Oh, the Running Factory is actually on Wyandotte Street East at Prado. We're open 7 days a week. Monday to Wednesday, 9:30 till 6. Thursday and Friday, 9:30 till 8. Saturday, 9:30 till 5:30. And Sunday, 12 to 4. And the New Balance store, which is on Walker Road, 4115 Walker Road, actually, they're open 7 days a week as well. Most days, Monday to Friday during the week till 8. And they are open Saturdays and Sundays as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations on that. 10 years and 22 years of the Running Factory. And so you have a race coming up. It's this Sunday morning. It is in the outside the Running Factory, right in the parking lot on Wyandotte and Prado. And that race is really it's kind of like the battle call for the year for all of us who are training for different races. You got to do the spring thaw because it's, you know, it's the first 5K of the year that's out there that you want to do. It's timed, you know, it's a measured course. Like, I mean, you guys have been doing this for so many years. You know, there's no miscues here. It's a solid, well done race. And so, you know, if you haven't registered for that, you should. And you should jump on that quickly so you can make sure you get your medal.
For sure. Yeah, we guarantee medals to the first 600. So
nice.
Yep, you can still register online, so you can do that. Or if you can't do it online, be sure to stop in the store on Friday or Saturday, and you can register in the store as well.
Right, and you can pick up your race kit when?
On Friday and Saturday all day.
Okay, so it's always coming to the store to get that stuff done.
Correct.
All right. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. When we do come back, I do want to talk to you about all this new gear that we got here on the table. We're also giving away a pair of shoes. And these are brand new, just introduced on the market last week. They are the New Balance
Zante. Yes.
Like Dante, but with a Z. And tell me a little bit about these shoes.
Like you said, Chris, this shoe was just launched on the weekend. We had a launch party, actually, at the New Balance store. So this is the science of soft. So if you want something soft and cushy, it's got that great first try-on feel. The response has been really good.
So it's got a fresh foam sole?
Yes, is fresh foam. Yep. Yeah.
And it is super light.
It is.
Yeah. It's like a pillow.
Yeah. Once you get it on, it feels like a pillow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so why don't we give away a pair of these to actually anyone on Facebook who wants to reach out to us on Facebook and ask us a question about some new gear that's coming out this year, or maybe they have a specific gear question. You can do that at the Running Flat Radio site on Facebook. Just put in Running Flat Radio and write us a note, and we'll pick one of those folks and pick the best question, and those shoes will be for them. Yeah?
Sounds good. I like that.
All right. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be right back after these messages.
Liking, posting, sharing, and commenting. Get social with us.
I do like you very much.
Facebook.com/AM800. $25,000. Every cent must be given away on air to AM 800 listeners. Visit WFCU.ca for the daily four-digit PIN number. And tune into AM 800 for your chance to make a cash withdrawal. $400. Withdrawal amounts might go up, but they might go down, too. That's if Mr. Instant Teller doesn't crash.
Irish eyes are not smiling anymore. System failure. Mr. Instant.
Oh, no.
If he does, you get an Antonino's original pizza exclusively from AM 800 and Windsor Family Credit Union.
Now's the time to move your mortgage to WFCU and get 2.98% on a 5-year term. Get details at WFCU.ca. WFCU, like a bank, only better.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Mike McDonald.
Ward 9 Councillor Hillary Payne is making a change to his notice of motion regarding the Windsor Essex Economic Development Corporation. Wants to see the CAOs of the city and the county to be involved in the makeup of the corporation. His revised notice of motion goes to council April 17th. Sketches of the man found dead in the East End last week are being released in hopes of identifying him. Windsor police got the call last Thursday around 7:30 a.m. after a body was found north of McHugh Street along the trail near the WFCU Center. Sketches are posted on the AM 800 website. A house fire in Lakeshore this morning has been ruled an arson. Fire crews were called to a home under construction in the 300 block of Latino Drive around 3 o'clock this morning. OPP are investigating. In sports, Red Wings are home to the Coyotes tonight. The Essex 73s will try to knock off the Hawks tonight in Game 4 of their series in the Schmaltz Cup quarterfinals. 73s are up 3-0 and have outscored Exeter 11-3. Toronto Raptors are back on the road. road against the Pistons tonight. Exhibition baseball action, the Tigers take on the Yankees. From the AM 800 Weather Center, clear skies this evening. Clouds rolling in after midnight with the risk of freezing rain and a low minus 2. Tomorrow, rain ending early in the afternoon. Then it's a mix of sun and cloud with a high 11. It's 1 Celsius or 34 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
Keep fit. Keep active. Keep running. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. And if you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show all about endurance sports, mostly running and, mostly running and running. We do a little bit of cycling, and we also talk a little bit about swimming. We talk a little bit about tri. We try to get the tri guys on and, really try to kind of talk about Ironman with Lionel here in our community. I mean,
great athlete,
phenomenal athlete. He he's such a joy to have in the studio. We should have him back soon and kind of update us on his training and what Ironmans he's going to be in this year. But really, really just down earth, nice guy. And I find his training to be pretty bizarre, but you know, it works for him, And for those of you who don't know, Lionel Sanders is a top ranked Ironman in the world. Has won Ironman Florida, has won countless half Ironmans, and is a resident of Essex County, and a native of Essex County, and he does like 98% of all of his training indoors.
That's correct. Yeah,
he does Compu Trainer on the cycle. He does everything on a treadmill, and his swimming is now indoors at our 50-meter pool here in Windsor. And, it obviously works.
Yeah.
It works for him. So, who am I to say anything? But, it's kind of like, Eddie Whitlock, training in a graveyard. Dude, it works for him. I mean, there's a general way of doing things. And then there's all these side deals that people have with the way they train, with the way they stretch. But if it works, it works. Yeah. I mean, who'd argue with it?
That's right.
I don't know. Gary Belanger from the Running Factory joins me live in studio. And we're going to talk a little bit about some new gear. Don't forget, if you are interested in winning these brand new Azantes by New Balance, they are super light, by the way, and super cushy, like a pillow. And just go to the Running Flat Radio page on Facebook and throw us a question regarding tech gear, whether it's maybe a GPS watch question or maybe a Fitbit question. Do I make the investment? People always ask me those questions. Go ahead, ask us, and we'll answer the question, and maybe you'll win a brand new pair of these classy shoes. So let's talk about running shoes, because there's a lot of new runners or non-runners who want to be runners who listen to this program, and it's always about, I don't have the shoes. And the show was designed to kind of bring down that whole animosity level about being in a run, and the anxiety level. So we like to talk about, bib in the front,
That's
at all
right.
times.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you kind of fart, during a race. That's like we do all kinds of things as runners, that don't be embarrassed about it, because we've all done it, and there are no stupid questions. Just, come on out, and runners are very accommodating and love to answer questions to new runners.
That's right.
And one of the big questions is, what kind of shoes do I wear? How do you figure that out, Gary?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just talk a little bit about shoes in general, the way I look at it. But like you said, Chris, we've been in the business here for over 20 years. So way back in the day, there weren't a lot of choices with running shoes.
Right.
There was like three running shoes. You had your cushion shoe, your stability shoe, and your motion control shoe. It was kind of like, I don't know how old you are, Chris, but back in my day, there was only three television stations, and now there's thousands. So,
well, I don't think I'm that old, Gary, but but I am approaching that.
Yeah. So, same thing about with running shoes. So, running shoes have come a long way, and there are a lot of choices. So, one thing you got to remember is, what's good for your friend, might not be
right.
good for you.
Right.
So, it's always a good idea to come into a running specialty store like the Running Factory or New Balance Windsor, and let them sit you down.
Right.
Measure your foot, ask the questions, and we can go from there.
So let's just back up a second. There are those three primary kind of design elements of a shoe, today. They still exist, depending on the way you pronate and the way your foot is landing. Can you explain what pronation is and what to look for and why those questions are being asked to new runners or people who have no idea what you're really looking for when you talk about a stability or a motion control or a cushion shoe and why they would want to have any one of those?
Right. Well, you know, basically there's a couple of different foot types. So, you know, for that flat-footed person, obviously we'd want to put them in what we would deem a motion control shoe, a shoe that provides a little bit more support.
Yep.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have someone that has a higher arch or a very rigid lever. So this foot doesn't flatten out when you're standing on it. So with this type of foot, we want to put them into a more cushioned shoe.
Okay.
So something that it's going to kind of absorb the shock.
Right.
And then, you know, you have different variations, you know, in between because, you know, some people are flat-footed, some people have that rigid arch, and there are people that fall kind of in between. So,
okay. So it's all about the architecture of your foot and the way it lands, depending on what shoe that you'll be fitted into.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, like I was saying, you know, back in the day, there wasn't quite as many choices. And, you know, these days there's so many, you know, new shoes out on the market. I did bring a few of them in today, Chris. You know, a few of the new brands that we're carrying here at the Running Factory. Unfortunately, at the New Balance store, we only carry New Balance product. But I brought an Ultra shoe in, a Hoka shoe, and an On shoe. So these are three of the newer brands that we have at the Running Factory.
And if you're a traditional runner, they're probably brands you've never heard of, especially the On.
Correct.
Which is a brand new brand
Yes.
of shoe out there.
Yes, actually the On shoe is actually a Swiss engineered shoe. And, you know, it's very soft and lightweight. The way it was designed, like I said, it was Swiss engineered. And I don't know, someone with just took a garden hose and cut the garden hose and glued it onto the bottom of a shoe. And this is kind of how they came up with the design of this On shoe. So it's quite interesting, very soft at foot strike, and then it firms up at propulsion. So yeah, the On shoe. We've had some really good looks on this shoe.
Yeah, and how many different models does that come in? Like, is it just like a light training or a racing shoe? Is that really what it's designed for?
Well, this particular shoe, the Cloud that I brought in, is the lightweight model, which it's our most popular shoe in the On lineup. It comes in three different colors for both men and women. They do make a higher end cushioning shoe, the Cloud Surfer that we carry at the store as well.
Okay,
but this one here. Seems to be getting most of the looks.
It's a good looking shoe, by the way.
Sure, certainly is. Comes in lots of other colors too.
It's elegant. And let's talk about sure.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did bring in an Ultra shoe in. So
look at the toe box on that thing.
Yeah, actually, the toe box is what makes the shoe interesting. It has a foot shaped toe box. So as you can see, it's kind of a wider, boxier toe box, so it's gonna let your toes kind of splay, kind of comfortable. But another interesting thing about this particular shoe is it's fully cushioned zero drop. So you're familiar when I say zero drop, Chris?
No.
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, 5 or so years ago, when the minimalist type of shoes were popular,
the five finger Vibram.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, they were popular back in the day, but not so popular these days. So
right.
What a lot of the companies have done is they've gone with the zero drop, but what they've done is they've added some cushioning to the shoe. So so zero drop with cushioning. The idea with zero drop is it allows the mechanics of your stride you know, so you're not striking on your heel, you're landing more midfoot. So
right.
It's a better way to absorb shock, you know, less injuries, better for you all around.
And that helps you kind of run more up front as well.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Kind of brings the center of gravity up a little farther up front, which is where you should be running instead of from behind.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a heel slapper, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I can't change that for you, Chris. So.
Oh, nobody can. I'm a mess on wheels. And then we talk about our. This was a shoe that you really brought in last year that we had a long conversation about, because a year ago that shoe, the Hoka One, has really kind of redefined that cushion feel. And you know, I crack jokes about it being the Herman Munster shoe all the time, but that's okay, because it's a great shoe. I know lots of folks are running them.
Yeah, it's actually it's a different looking shoe, like you said, Chris. It has probably 2.5 times the volume of a traditional running shoe, but it is 50% more cushion. Something else that's very nice about it is it has this Meta Rocker outsole. So you can see, lower heel and lower toe heel stack height. And it just kind of helps you get through your running gait a little better. So, yeah, the Hoka is still around and is quite popular with the runners. It comes in a couple different trail versions as well for those of you that like to get out on the trail.
Yeah, you know, I know it's really, really popular in the ultra movement. And I know a lot of female ultra runners in the United States, that run in the Hoka Ones and constantly promote them and love those shoes. So, again, it's all about mileage, right? I mean, you know, they're cranking out, 150 miles a week in running. What kind of mileage do you get out of a shoe that size or with a sole that size? Are you going to get 250 out of it or 300?
As a yardstick, I like to say you're going to get anywhere from, 400 to 600 kilometers, just, depending on your body type,
right,
and the way your foot hits or strikes the ground. So, some people are harder on shoes than others. If you talk about me, I wear my heels out they're not even made of rubber. I slap my feet like you do, Chris. So.
Perfect. Yeah. Old school.
Yeah.
So, and that's a really important comment to follow up on. If you have a pair of running shoes for running, run in them and then take them off, make sure they're open up and they're ventilating well as they cool down and dry out, and use them only for that purpose. And then what I end up doing is I would take the pair that's hit the mileage count and then rotate those into, every day and then eventually into grass cutting and everything else. But traditionally what you want to do is you want to be able to take care of those running shoes and keep them in top form. So you're always using them for peak performance and never, ever get a brand new pair unless you know what you're doing to race in. A half marathon or a marathon. I mean, unless like for me, forever I've been a Sock and a Hurricane guy, right? 10.5. It doesn't matter what model I've been in; they've always fit. You can take them off the shelf, put them on. It's like a glove. Again, really tight toe box, kind of opposed to what you're showing there with that shoe, which has a really wide toe box. But that's just my running style and the way my gait is. Gary, we have a ton of questions here from folks about running shoes. We have like 30 seconds before break, and I thought, Judy Thiel Allen's asking, do you need a different shoe if you're walking more than running?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you are walking a lot, traditionally, we will sell someone a running shoe. Walking and running are very similar. So for anyone that's running a lot of times we would put them into a running shoe. Now there are more athletic type walking shoes out there that will work. So for anyone that's walking a lot, the traditional walking shoe would kind of be that leather sort of foot covering sort of thing. So
more of a casual wear, not athletic wear.
Right. It doesn't breathe quite as well. So, there are walking shoes out there that have a mesh upper that'll breathe a little better.
Right.
But for the most part, for anyone that's walking a good deal, we'll put them into a running shoe.
Just a couple other questions we've got here. Is it possible that the same pair of shoes, same manufacturer and model, fit differently? And that's from Daryl Shives.
Well, you know what? It's funny you've said that. I have seen that. Now, you know, it could all boil down to, you know, some shoes, you know, they may have been made in one factory and another shoe in another factory. So I have seen that.
But that's a freak accident of some sort.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often, but I have seen it happen.
So same model, same size.
Yeah.
Two different shoes, but they fit differently.
It has happened, yeah, occasionally.
But go back to the store, talk to the retailer about it.
If there's a problem, we wouldn't have a problem. You bring them back. If they're not fitting the same, we'd be sure to help you out.
And the next question comes from Cheryl Cooney Pike, and it's in regards to new shoes you're talking about on the show tonight. Would you wear orthotics in them?
Well, actually, any of the shoes that we've talked about on the show tonight, any of them would accommodate an orthotic. So, yeah, they all have a removable insole, so you'd be able to slip your orthotic in there. Most of the shoes that we're looking at tonight are kind of neutral cushion shoes.
Right.
So, yeah, they'd all work very well with orthotics.
Cool. You know, it's that time of the week where we always do our song of the week, and the song of the week this week is from Dear Rouge, and the song is "I Heard, I Had" on Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Consider all your home improvements. Visit the 33rd Annual Windsor Home and Garden Show and see over 200 companies with their best show pricing on kitchens, flooring, windows, pools, hot tubs, landscaping, and so much more. It's the Windsor Home Show with the Boat, RV, and Recreation Show at our fabulous new location at the former Rona in Windsor, March 27th through the 29th. For show details, visit OntarioTradeShows.com. Presented by RE/MAX Preferred Realty, sponsored by the Windsor Star and AM 800.
The next Lotto 649 jackpot is an estimated $25 million, plus the guaranteed $1 million prize draw. What would life be like if you won Lotto 649?
It's a crazy feeling.
Oh, that would be freedom, yeah.
Amazing.
I'd definitely go visit some palm trees.
Sail south until the butter melted.
Welcome to Cloud 649. The next jackpot is an estimated $25 million, plus the guaranteed $1 million prize draw.
And now the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Clear skies this evening, increasing cloudiness after midnight with a risk of freezing rain as the temperature drops to -2. Tomorrow, rain ending early in the afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 11. Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high 8. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of flurries and a high 0. Saturday, sunny and a high 0. Once again for tonight, clear skies to start things off, then it's increasing cloudiness after midnight with a risk of freezing rain and a low -2.
Max has a new line of products called Max Favorites. Same quality goodies like pop, paper towel, and chips, but better value, which means you'll get more bang for your buck with Max Favorites than with the other guys. For example, this is the bang you get for your buck with those other guys. And this is the bang you get for your buck with Max Favorites.
There's pieces of savings everywhere! Get out of my way!
Max Convenience Stores. Need it? Got it, Max.
Lannister, Baratheon, Stark, Tyrell, they're all just spokes on a wheel.
Sunday, April 12th on HBO Canada.
I'm not going to stop the wheel. I'm going to break the wheel.
Game of Thrones returns.
Winter is coming. We know what's coming with it.
This is the time, and I will risk everything.
Game of Thrones, season premiere Sunday, April 12th, only on HBO Canada. Watch all past seasons on demand and on TMN Go.
Do you pride yourself on keeping up with all the local sports news? Well, then make plans to attend the 10th annual Wespy Awards, April 13th at the Kubota Club. Tickets are available at thewespies.ca. You might get a chance to shake hands with hockey legend Chris Pronger, and you can listen live on AM 800. Windsor Essex comes together to celebrate the best of the best in local sports. That's Monday, April 13th. Don't miss it. Presented by Unifor Local 444 and Central Park Athletics.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. Gary Boulanger from the Running Factory is in with us as our special guest host this week, talking about, we just talked about running shoes. Gary brought in a watch and some headphones and some other gear that's also available at the Running Factory, and also, you know, don't forget about gels and Glide, and you know, all those things that, you know, if you're looking at running anything over a 5K, you know, into a half marathon or a marathon, that you want to be looking at some of those products as well. I mean, you know, Glide has saved a number of us over the years,
for sure,
from you know, chafing. And there's an entire show that we can dedicate to chafing and where chafing occurs. Yeah, that's actually going to be a real, that's going to be a great show next to our flatulence show that we want to do in a couple of weeks. You know, let's talk about watches, because a number of months ago, I was on Michelle Prince's show, and we were doing kind of like an expert opinion on wearables, and we did the entire kind of evolution of Fitbit and everyone else who's in that marketplace and in that envelope with the fitness bands that, you know, communicate or download or track your activity. And one of the interesting things through all that research was, you know, Nike, who owned 40% of that market last year, has walked away from the marketplace, where they believe that there is no future in wearables, but the future is actually in peripherals of your phone, and really focusing on what your phone's doing and how you can engage the app with the phone and the GPS and everything else that's integrated in the phone, because this generation of phone that's been out for the last year and a half also has barometric pressure built into it. It has a lot of other features that we can only imagine 10 years ago would be in a phone, that's creating this entire web of information and net of information where they all connect to each other. So again, that's an entire show of where we can bring running and racing into with the apps in your phones, because we don't need timing chips anymore. No. We don't need a GPS tracker anymore for different events, especially the high altitude events. We can actually, you know, we'll be able in the next 5 years track you, find out what your heart rate is, find out exactly where you are on the course if you're in trouble, and grab you off that course of a marathon course by the use of your phone. And literally, I think we're half a decade away from using that technology on a mass scale. But let's talk about watches, because, you know, Mrs. Running Flat has the new Garmin 620.
Yeah, the 620. This, yeah,
a sweet watch that is, with the Wi-Fi built into it.
Yeah, GPS, built-in Wi-Fi.
So the benefit of having a watch is obviously tracking your time, your distance, your altitude, your heart rate, which is an important part of each activity in your workout, especially if you're doing speed work. And it's well worth the investment. A good heart rate monitor, if you're starting to run, it's a great benchmark and measurement of your fitness level and how well you're progressing as well. So, you know, I always recommend new runners, get yourself a great heart rate monitor watch and record that and have that benchmark for you.
I think you're absolutely right with, you know, having that heart rate monitor, especially if you're getting started. You know, a lot of times what I find, you know, with the Learn to Run clinics that we have at the store, you know, some people go at it a little too hard. And, you know, with that heart monitor, it'll help keep you in that right zone. So, you know, you want to be in that zone around 60% of your max heart rate if you want to burn fat.
Right.
And I think, you know, more people than not are you know, into running to, you know,
look better.
Yeah, you got it.
You bet. No, yeah. We want to look better. You want to feel better. You want to do better. And the way to do that on your own time, on your own buck is running, and that's the beauty of it, right? Pair of shorts, pair of shoes, and out the door you go.
That's right.
You know, and you know, some of us run with tunes, some of us don't. You know, always run against traffic, don't run with traffic. You know, all these little rules that you really want to use as your mantras when you're out there running, please do. You know what, Gary, we're out of time. I can't believe that Running Flat Radio is already over. It's hard to believe. But you have been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. The winner of the new shoes, Judy Thiel Allen. Congratulations. Great question. Great shoes. You know, we'll have you stop by the running factory to pick up those shoes anytime with your name on it. Spring thaw this Sunday. Go to runningfactory.com for more information. For all the information about Running Flat runs and upcoming guests, we have tons of upcoming guests. We have Dave McGillivray on from Boston Marathon. Christopher McDougall from Born to Run's coming on. Kathleen Schweitzer is coming on as well. And we're also working on Kara Goucher to come on this summer with us, and also Meb after his hopefully his next win at Boston. We'll have him on a little bit later on this summer. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio. Keep running.
That's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.